been better and I've been worse.
Yeah, you've been better and you've been worse.
Yes, sir. I'm a man of God myself.
I'm sorry?
I'm a man of God myself, so.
Oh, you are?
Yes, sir. Hitchhiking through, going back home to Arkansas.
You're headed back where?
Arkansas.
For what?
Where my family is.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I've lived down in Daytona for 31 years.
No, I was just in Daytona. We were street preaching at the Daytona 500.
Yeah, I'm an electrician. I've done a lot of work at the Daytona 500.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going through a divorce, and my wife, I had no choice. I had no other family down there. So.
Oh, okay. So you're headed back to Arkansas.
Back to Arkansas.
What do you take? Is that a bus stop? You taking a bus to get there?
No.
Oh, I think that's a bus stop out there.
I don't have enough money.
Oh, okay. How are you getting there?
I'm hitchhiking.
Ah. Yeah. Hitchhiking and flying signs?
No.
Oh, man of God, going to Arkansas. Hey, can I take a picture of that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you. I'll just get the sign. I'll cut you out.
I don't care. You can
can I put it on my blog? You don't care about that?
I don't care. You can put me on there and put that on there.
That's okay.
I'm not ashamed of my faith in God.
And that's good. I'm glad to hear that. What's your first name, then?
John.
John, I'm James.
Everybody calls me Vesto.
That's a gospel card I hand out everywhere I go. Okay. When I street preach and I share with people. And
I got something for you, man, too. Something new.
Journeyman electrician. That's a good trade.
Well, I'm not a journeyman. I'm going to take my state exam when I get back up to Arkansas.
Oh, nice. So that's a good... That's a good.
I got 12,000 hours.
Gospel card. Ten Commandments. Yeah. I love the Ten Commandments. AfterlifeCatalog.com. I have never heard of them.
Well,
do you know of this group, or
no,
are you just using their gospel?
I had a lady pray with me, and she asked me if I wouldn't mind giving them out.
Oh,
I wouldn't mind.
Have you tested them to make sure they're biblical?
No, sir. I ain't got that.
Huh?
I've lost my reading glasses. It's
hard
to read.
You got to test stuff to make sure it's biblical before you hand it out, don't you? Wouldn't make sense, wouldn't it?
Well, you're the first one that's gotten one, so.
Oh, okay. Jesus said we must worship and operate in spirit and truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything has to be done in truth because, you know, most people don't know this. I'm going to ask you, see if you know this. Ready? So in John 14:6, most everybody that knows the Bible knows this verse. It says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But a lot of people talk about the Holy Spirit. But you know what else the Bible calls the Spirit? Nobody talks about this.
Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. I kind of gave you a clue already. It's amazing. Nobody teaches it. He's the Spirit of truth.
He's the Spirit.
Of truth. That's what it says in the book of John. So whenever people get involved and they start talking about the Holy Spirit, I always like to challenge people and go, is he teaching in you, and are you walking in the truth? Because the Holy Spirit is never going to be outside of the truth. There's a lot of false spirits going around.
Oh, yeah.
The churches, there's a lot of false deliverance going around. Every church I know is full of false spirits and false doctrine. And so the Spirit of God operates in the truth. So the determining factor, if you have the Spirit of God, is if you are walking in the truth, and we test everything to the truth of God. It makes sense, doesn't it? And most people don't. Most people just follow a spirit, but yet the Bible warned us that many spirits have gone out into the world, and John says, test all the spirits.
Test the spirits, and they come out as an angel of light.
Yeah,
Satan. An angel of light, and, you know.
Satan appears as an angel of light.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to read this.
A lot of there's a lot of people that are mixing, like my ex-wife, she mixes witch.
Oh, that's not good, yeah.
And Jehovah Witness, and she's, and in the same breath, she'll say some racist remarks and things like that. I'm like, well, that's not very spiritual.
So this gospel card isn't too bad. It's not a complete gospel. Now, I don't know about this website. I want to check out this website and test it, but I don't... The gospel that they preach here, Jesus rose from the dead. He defeated sin and death. Agreed. God commands everyone everywhere to repent. That means change your mind and your ways. Agreed. He will set a day when he's going to judge. Agreed. If you repent, believe the gospel, then God will forgive your sins and you can have eternal life. The gospel isn't really complete here because it talks about, can I keep this?
Yes.
It talks about Christ coming into the world and rising again, defeating death. Amen. The Bible talks about repentance. That card mentions it. What the card doesn't mention is Jesus said you must be born again. The card doesn't mention that. It's a new life you have to seek. You can't just believe. Even the demons believe and tremble.
Yeah.
So you have to be born again. And then the Bible talks about when you are born again, it's not a guaranteed thing. You're going through a divorce. Your marriage didn't survive. It didn't endure. The Bible says that if we're by faith and repentance, we're born again. The Bible says that the fruit that we have, the Holy Spirit of truth, is holiness and obedience in our lives, which means we come out of the culture and the world, we come out of all false religion, Baptist, Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Methodist, non-denominational, they're all false. We come out and we follow Christ, and then also the fruit that we have the Holy Spirit is we endure. We have to endure. So the gospel isn't really complete on this gospel card because it calls us to new life, it calls us to endurance, it calls us to obey. So that's really critical. And so I just preach that gospel to you, and it's on my gospel card. That's what I travel the country and preach. Most people are preaching a false, incomplete gospel. Most people are following religious systems in some way or another.
Flashy music, you know, big loud band.
Emotional music.
Yeah, I was a member of, First Baptist of Pompano Beach.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a lot of volunteer work there. It was really great.
Yeah.
But then I got into Calvary Chapel.
Oh.
And going in there, it was like going into a rock concert.
Yeah, and that's too. They got that movie's out now, yeah. Jesus Revolution. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard about that. I don't go to the movies. They're promoting a lot of false doctrine. There's another movie out now called Come Out in Jesus' Name, where they're promoting a lot of deliverance theology. None of this is of God. There's a great deception in the last day. In the last days, there are going to become many, many false spirits are going to rise up. And the Bible talks about there's going to be false signs and wonders.
Yes.
And what people are seeking today, I was just thinking about this with my wife. Biblical Christianity is very mundane per se in this aspect. There's not today signs and wonders and all these things going on. There's the clear call to repent, put your faith in Christ, be born again, obey everything he's commanded. And that's very mundane to people. Oh, you just live your life and just obey God and follow him. Everybody wants. Why are movies so popular? John, right?
Yes.
Why are movies so popular? Because everybody likes looking at stuff and seeing flashy things, and they like signs and wonders. That's what Satan's doing. He's using this hyped up emotional churchianity, but the problem is people's hearts are unchanged and they're not following the truth. So, when I said Christianity is mundane, the practice of Christianity is very mundane compared to the false Christianity. But when you go out and you live the gospel and you preach it in the world and you go out and stand against evil, it's far from mundane. My life is far from mundane. I got to deal with the police all the time. I got to deal with demonically oppressed people. I got to deal with angry people. Everywhere Jesus and Paul went, what happened?
Same thing.
You had the authorities showing up. You had evil standing against them. So it's not mundane to live the true Christian faith, but carrying out the faith and just following Christ and obeying him every day, it's not flashy. It's not, you know, signs and wonders anymore. We don't need signs and wonders anymore. You know why? We got the Word.
And
we got the Spirit. We don't need signs and wonders. They needed the signs and wonders to verify who Jesus and the apostles were. We don't need that today. We've got the Spirit of God. We've got the Word of God. Now we just need to walk it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we just need to walk it out. So, you hungry?
Yes.
I'd like to buy you lunch.
That'd be great.
I'll buy you some lunch.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on.